Kyle with WMMA Fighters, out here live in the city. Today, a lot going on. Looks like it's going to rain. Maybe not. Looks like the sun's coming up now. So, we're supposed to, it's Tuesday. It's Invicta Tuesday, but I'm not doing an Invicta show today. I'm going to tell you why. Not a lot going on. We will have one next week, putting together some pretty cool topics, things to discuss, and whatnot. But yeah, this week, no Invicta show, so we're getting another episode of Championship Rounds, and welcome to it. A couple things to address. Yesterday, I tweeted something out on WMA Fighters at Twitter. Am I the only one who thinks that the UFC ranking is a complete and total joke, especially when it comes to the women's divisions? I mean, for the most part, they're just ridiculous. They don't make any sense whatsoever. The fact that Angela Hill has been booted out, it's just insanity. there's a lot to talk about there with, you know, who does it? Who's in charge of it? Who, you know, it just doesn't sit right. It doesn't make any sense. It's always felt kind of like there's no rhyme or reason for it. So, you know, it's something that I want to talk about, want to discuss with everybody. So get on Twitter and check that out. Reply. We'll see what that's all about. See what you guys think about that. There's a lot of great fighters who are getting ignored. And what got me thinking about this was a few weeks ago, like I mentioned before, when Angela Hill was taken off the ranking. She's no longer in the top 15, which just doesn't make any sense. She's been performing well. She's been winning. She takes fights. So it just... It is what it is. But the flyweight division is probably one that makes some sense. Top five especially could be any way, you know, jumbled around anyway. But the strawweight division's a mess. The bantamweight division is a mess. And they like to think they have a featherweight division, but they don't. And that's unfortunate, even with Tough 28 coming up, which is great because Bam Sorensen has been... accepted. She will be on The Ultimate Fighter season 28, which is probably going to be the last season. So hopefully they get a few featherweights. I mean, if only one wins and they signed one, that doesn't do a whole lot for the division. I do know that for Tough 26, a lot of those fighters are in the UFC, and one of them being Jillian Robertson, who fights this weekend in Liverpool. So, you know, I think that if they perform well, they'll get another shot. Definitely at the Tough 28 finale, but Pam should be in the finals. I mean, she's a good fighter, been around for a while, has fought some big names, fought in Invicta. So yeah, keep a lookout for her. That was shared on Twitter, and we retweeted that out yesterday, that she has indeed been accepted. She will be on Tough 28, so very exciting to watch that, and hopefully they do something creative, they do something right with this division. So that brings us to a little bit of Invicta stuff. So Invicta 30, which takes place in July, end of the month. Next week when we have the Invicta show, we'll talk about any and all details we have. We'll also be talking about other fighters with Invicta in general. But with Invicta 30 coming up, Genufrey and Mina Grusander will be going at it. That's the headliner. Great matchup. You know, a lot of hate towards Genufrey right now. I don't really understand why, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I think a lot of people underestimated Siohe Ham and what she's capable of, how deadly she is. With Road FC, they fought back in December, and Siohe Ham won via first-round knockout. So, like I said, I think it's more of a testament of how good she truly is. She was... under-respected, under-appreciated going into that one. But, you know, Genufrey's home is Invicta. Hopefully the UFC does something with Adam weights. I know there's several waiting. I've talked to a few. Ashley Smashley Cummins, for example, Genufrey. We know her, you know, she trains with a lot of UFC fighters, but, you know, she's an Adam weight, and it's like they just pretend the division doesn't exist when, in my opinion, it's my personal favorite. It's the most entertaining to watch. It's very competitive. Just about every MMA promotion has it. So it's like, UFC, what are you doing? they've been at the top for so long, it's almost like they feel that they don't really need to do anything else. They don't really need to do anything creative. So I was hoping Tough 28 would be featherweights and atomweights. I think it's great they're doing featherweights, but I believe it's featherweights and heavyweights for the men's, I think. Don't quote me on that yet. I'll verify that. But I'm pretty sure that's where that one's going to be. You know, so featherweights is good, and I hope they sign a few. I hope they make some sort of effort to make that an actual division and not just a hunting ground for Cyborg. So, yeah, with all that said, let's go back to kind of the rankings mess, because it is a mess in the UFC especially. Other promotions seem to have it together. But one thing we're going to do is with our rankings, we are going to share those out. They're being updated right now. I mean, not literally at this moment, but they're being updated. They'll be shared out, and we want to get people talking. We want to build these up, build these rankings. We're also going to start a pick'em. Pretty exciting. A pick'em for, you know, up, tie that to our upcoming fight. So WMMA Fighters, we're getting an app, and so it's going to be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of work to do, you know, coming back from the hiatus. I'm glad to be back. The live streams start up this week. We have Mallory Martin this Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, working on Jamie Henshaw as well this weekend, and potentially Katie Saul out of Ireland on Sunday. That would be afternoon Eastern time, so I'll keep those posted on Twitter. So got sidetracked there, but going back to the rankings fiasco, especially in the strawweight division in the UFC, the strawweight division has so much talent, so much skill, so many great fighters and athletes. So Jessica Andrade, she's been saying it for a long time, she needed the winner of Nama Yunus Janjacek, and the fact that Nama Yunus Andrade has not been announced yet is pretty ridiculous, in my opinion. I'd really love to know what y'all think about that. I think Andrade has earned it. She's definitely earned it. You know, she's ready to go. She's ready to take that next step. And, you know, I think it's hard to say, is the UFC happy with Nama Yunus as the champion? I know it was very shocking at first. She definitely won the rematch as well, but I think she won three of the rounds, not four. But, you know, it is what it is. She won, though, at the end of the day, and I agreed with that. She's great. She's as good as it gets. She's the champion for a reason. So to see her against Andrade, who I believe is the number one contender, is huge. So with all that said, we're going to post a poll. Does Andrade deserve the title shot? And see what y'all think. I'd love to hear everybody's input on that, get some discussion going on. So that's championship rounds for today. You know, out in the city, probably heard a lot of noises. I enjoy doing that out here. A lot going on, a lot of people watching. So yeah, you know, there's a lot of things to talk about. I also want to discuss the rankings in general, all across the world of WMMA. I think some places have it nailed, some places are just way off, and UFC is one of those that is way off. And I mean, ranking is a ranking, right, at the end of the day, but you know, it holds some merit, especially in New York. That was a joke. But anyway, everybody have a great afternoon, and we'll probably be live streaming tomorrow. I'll keep everybody posted. If not, it'll be one day this week. Like I said, we got a couple this weekend, so very excited to talk with Mallory Martin this weekend. So everybody have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.